those who have never been inside the White House will basically be able to experience the same tour that you would get if you were able to come here for the public tour. So using the same technology that we use for Street View, we're using that technology indoors so that people will be able to walk around the White House inside.
As the evolution of the project goes, we've actually been pushing beyond the streets and looking for really more interesting places to go long-term, like interiors of spaces and the White House, right, which is a wonderful place to come.
Right now, Chris and Matt from the Street View team are actually pushing around this trolley that we created to do interior Street View captures.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing experience to be able to walk through the White House. Some incredible sights, incredible artwork. One of my favorites was the view out of the Blue Room out to see the Washington Monument. This is my first trip to DC to be able to actually see anything. This is very, very neat.
This is going to be great because it's really going to open up a lot of the areas that are viewable to the public to the world, right? So that people can actually come in and virtually explore. Not only can they explore DC, because we've got great coverage of DC from Street View, but now they can jump from the imagery in the street into the White House and actually go into and see some of these famous rooms that, you know, are referenced. And you know, as Obama's giving his latest speech, you know, is walking down the red carpet, they can actually go into that room and see exactly where he was and where he did that.
A couple museums have the ability to have one painting captured in a very high resolution image. We call this the gigapixel. And what this is it's basically an image capture using very high resolution technology. And then we have computer technology associated like with that camera that will then stitch the pixels together to create this ultra high resolution image that allows the user to zoom in at brushstroke level details. And we're just really excited to bring the same experience to users around the world once we make this imagery available. It's almost like you're getting your own private tour